That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
Alrighty then.
Don't know again why I went into my Ace Ventura impersonation, but thank you guys for checking out What's Up, Bro. This is episode 29. I am Nary Sines, and then of course is Mike Mercadom.
What's up, bro?
And had a great weekend, Mike. I'm talking about myself. I'm not asking you about your
weekend.
I'm talking about
please
myself.
Please do, because I know what you're about to say.
I don't know what you think I'm about to say, but I had a great weekend. I actually headlined the West Palm Beach Improv.
That's what I was talking about.
A couple nights
Congratulations.
Ago.
Congratulations. That's what I was.
Thanks. But this is not the the show went great. I mean, it was it really was amazing. The crowd was amazing. It was fun. I'm practicing for recording my CD that we're going to do on August 25th.
I don't know if we've mentioned it on here before, but
actually
August
we did, 25th. And I messed up. Previously, in the previous podcast, I said August 25th was a Friday, and I was mistaken. It's actually a Saturday.
It's Saturday.
Tickets are available at laughstub.com or my website, narysigns.com or
havenotscomedy.com.
Havenotscomedy.com. And so I put together the set. I don't usually do that. I just go on and open my mouth and whatever comes out.
Yeah. All right.
Now for the CD,
you know, unprofessional.
Well, it doesn't seem unprofessional to those hearing it because they're too busy laughing.
Right. It's so funny.
So then I don't know why. I don't know where I'm getting this air of fucking arrogance from, but I'm not. That's not.
Well,
me.
You did just headline.
But here's the reason why I felt really good about it is because I put together a set list minutes before the show started, and it had to be a combination of A, jokes that are older that I don't want to use anymore. Because once I put it on a CD, I never want to do it live.
Yeah, you're burning it.
Right. So I'm burning the material. That's what's known in the industry as burning the material. One. And two, it's a combination of that and newer stuff that I'm doing now that I won't be able to use later on. That's time sensitive.
Right, right.
Example, talking about my child being 8 months old.
Oh, that's true.
When
I never
really
she's thought
about that, 5 years old, I'm not. I hate those comments that are like, when my kid was 3, and my older kid now 13. All right, well, you need to write some new shit. There needs to be some material that needs to be written out. I'm sure your kid has given you 10 years of fucking material.
No, I don't pay attention to him.
No, I don't pay attention to him
anymore. I stopped paying attention to him when I wrote that one joke.
Yeah, that one joke that he gave me was gold, baby.
Yeah, and that's it.
So then, that's a combination of those. And then I was like, all right, what am I going to put together, you know? And I also want to put together funny stuff. So it's not like, oh, old shit that's not funny. And it's like, oh, I don't want to ever.
Not, you don't want to put up your rookie material.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to put up.
But I want to put up material that I feel very happy with. That I feel is very strong.
Like,
and B, that I don't ever have to worry about once the CD is done and recorded and finalized and made and printed. I don't ever have to worry about me doing at a show. And then the audience buying a CD and going, we just heard him.
We
say
just
that.
Heard the exact.
And
same
I don't
thing,
have to worry yeah. about that happening because it's not going to happen.
Did it get to the point where you were like, because it happened on last week's podcast with Daniel Enfield, where you were like, oh yeah, that's right.
Well,
you
I told didn't, a joke. I didn't like, go. I didn't go oh yeah, I did the bit because I wrote it down as that conversation was taking place with Dan Enfield, and I said, oh, thank you for reminding me about that joke. I haven't done it in 5 years. I wrote that down on my phone, and then later on. When I was doing the set list, but yeah, I did.
Like you're calling up like your girlfriend, like, hey, do you remember any of my old jokes?
Like, hey, what's I would call ex girlfriends and be like, hey, why did we break up again? Oh, that's right. All right, never mind. All right, bye.
Okay, good. Bye. Don't talk to me ever again. Bye.
Fuck you. Your mother stole a whore. All right, so it was
got real.
It was fun, man. It was actually I like every. Ex's mom, like I've gotten along better with the parents than I do with the with the girls, but it went off really well. My recording of my own stuff, my iPod that I recorded myself with stopped recording at 57 minutes, and I still did like 10 minutes after that. So
oh wow, so you did over an hour?
Yeah, I did over an hour, and it was great, and it was. It was funny because listening back to it, because on drive home, I listened to it. And listening to it, I was like, oh, I forgot this bit. I forgot that bit.
That happened to me when I headlined
the first time. So I have material that I still want to burn, that I still have, that I still think is funny, and that I can still burn.
Like whole chunks of things, or
whole chunks.
Wow.
Like the joke, as I'm listening to it, it would remind me of when I did it 5 years ago, that I would be like, oh, that's right. After I did that joke, I remember at that time I also did this other chunk, and I missed entire chunks. So
that's
I'm very excited about that. But that's not the reason why it was a great weekend. It helped. Definitely
that's
did
one
help.
Of them.
That's one of the reasons. But at the show, there was a Woo Bro listener at the show.
Yeah.
That she took her mom. And she saw me perform at West Palm Beach a couple months ago when I worked with Dove Davidoff.
Right.
And she listened to the podcast. She and her mom were actually walking in right ahead of me. And her mom turns to me and be like, oh, we're here to see you. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks. That's all her mom said. And she didn't say anything. I'm like, all right, whatever. Ah, thanks. Appreciate that. And then afterwards, they came up to me afterwards as I was selling my merch, and they talked to me, and it was awesome. She was like a self-proclaimed fan. She was like, She's like, oh, I listen to the podcast. Don't stop recording. Her mom told me that she's upset because she's going to college in Georgia, and she's going to be going to college in August. And she goes, she's going to miss whatever you have going on at the end of August. She got really upset.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Wow, that's fucking And then I even said, no, it's in Miami anyways, because this is West Palm.
Right, it's just out of reach.
No, she was going to drive.
Get the fuck. Like, wow.
That's fucking... So... And then I talked to her. She's the one that gave me the really bad
old
school pick. And then she said, oh, by the way, don't stop doing the podcast, because I love it. I'm like, oh, thanks. That's awesome. And she goes, yeah, I was upset when I caught up. And I was like, well, what do you mean? And
wow.
She
goes,
yeah, she listened to every episode.
I just had a weird feeling when you said that, because that's happened to me with so many TV shows. We are that now.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I've done that with a bunch of shows. I've done that with podcasts. I did that with Jay Moore's podcast. I started listening to like at episode 22 or 23, and I went back and listened to every single one.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I'm like, wow. And she goes, except for the first one, I can't find it. And I'm like, yeah, you don't want to listen to that.
Don't listen to that show. It's
horrible.
It was long and boring.
I was like, long and boring. It was 3 hours of talking about comedy. The guy on there was a dick. A fucking asshole. Yeah, you don't want that. She started laughing, whatever.
That's super funny.
But it was cool, man. She took pictures, and she emailed me the pictures, so I'm going to put them on my website.
Yeah.
And it was awesome, man.
That was great. That's a very cool feeling.
That's a very cool feeling when you have somebody that, because I have, I told you before, we've had this conversation, I feel uncomfortable saying, like, hey, I have fans. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, it's a weird feeling.
It's a weird. But when they come up to you, when people come up to you and they're proclaimed fans, and they're like, hey, I'm your fan. Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's fucking
cool. Did you like, I can't handle this?
Bye. She was great. She was cool. Her mom was great.
Okay.
So, and she did email me some, like, a rather laundry list of old school picks. All of which are great picks, none of which were
Killer Clowns
from Outer Space level. So they're all great.
That's a cult.
It's almost to the point that movie. It's almost to the point. But that's it. The difference between Killer Clowns from Outer Space being a cult classic is that term cult classic very rarely means actual cults.
Yeah.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space means actual fucking cults.
Creepy.
Like, yeah, creepy sacrifice goats type of cults. Like, hey, we're the hipster term of cults. Like, no, we're the very definition of the word fucking cults.
Yeah. We worship
punch,
and...
We drink punch to get onto the fucking spaceship at the end of Halley's Comet. We're that kind of cult.
That's awesome.
So... But she gave me this long list, and it kind of put me in this predicament, because she gave me like a long list of great
picks. Were some of them overlapping, or
no? It's just a matter of, like, if I'm only gonna do one a week, I'm never gonna get to mine.
Oh, really?
Like, she gave me like five or six plus the three that I had from previous listeners from last week.
Right.
I got a couple more this week, and I'm like, now I'm in this thing where I'm like, okay, we're never gonna get to mine. Then.
Yeah,
what you're saying, we're never gonna get to fucking.
So
my
we
pick.
Should do yours, mine, and then a fan pick.
Yeah, I guess, I was thinking that too, and I was like, all right, let's see what...
Let's every once in a while, if one of them sticks out, we'll do a fan pick.
Right. All right, so with that said, did you watch...
3 o'clock High. I watched mine, of course, Spies Like Us.
You're so selfish.
I watched mine, I watched 3 o'clock High. I watched both of them. Right. I watched one from this week.
We've already talked about Spies Like Us, because...
3 o'clock High... holds up. Did it live up? So fucking good. Oh, you have no idea how much I watched that movie, like, thinking it was, oh, this is going to be
terrible. Was it like a Ferris Bueller? Like, I'm telling you, I just had that feel when I was
a kid. I'll tell you exactly why. Because there's some scenes where they speed up the camera to make it look like it's flying through, you know, like a crane shot or something through the hallway.
Right.
And then it zooms in on the guy's face. So there were some Ferris Bueller-like shots. But remember Ferris Bueller, the TV show? And then there was another one called Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
I remember Parker Lewis.
You know how that kind of like snapping cameras, like whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah.
And I don't know why.
With the sound effects. But they do sound effects too.
Yeah.
At least it did in the TV show, not in the movie, you know what I'm saying. But.
No, but so it was kind of like in that vein. There was the bad guy in it, I had forgotten, is also the bad guy from Kindergarten Cop, and he's in some other movie. That's the big dude.
Yeah, the bully.
The bully guy. And, dude, I gotta tell you, man, the whole thing, I was wrapped up in it. It's a solid, solid movie.
I remember watching that movie, and when he forced that guy to give him the answers to the test, that he, later on, we find out, spoiler alert, already knew the answers, like, he already knew how to do it. And I remember when watching it as a kid, he got up, and he started doing the problem on the board.
Yes.
That
scene blew my mind. Yeah, it blew my mind. I've forgotten about it.
It blew my mind because as a kid, you know, that very stereotypical, like, he's a bully, he's strong, that means he's dumb.
Right.
He's, you know what I mean? You can't be smart and physically overpowering. And you can't, you know what I mean? If you're weak, that means you're smart. And type of that.
Right. So when he got up. Stereotype.
Yeah. And so when he got up and did the problem, and I was like.
He broke that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. He could kick ass. And
it was really funny watching that because there was a lot of ass kickery going on, but no one got in trouble.
Yeah.
And it was it's very much like an 80s movie where like the kid ran this, like, I guess teenagers in the 80s had so much more freedom than they do
it's
now.
It's because of them that we don't have those freedoms.
Yeah, we got off.
The cops are like, hey, I've dealt with assholes like you before.
Our lives are, our high school lives are fucked up.
Yeah, I've dealt with you guys who fucking race your Chinese fellow students. Do you know where that's a...
No. What the fuck you're talking?
All right, that scene, I pulled a reference... From, and it was going to be an old school pick, but I think I've seen this on TV enough to go, I don't know if it's going to be an old school pick.
Which one?
Better Off Dead.
Oh, yes. Howard Cosell, those Asian kids that learned English.
And I'm like, but it's because of those assholes that street, you know.
Yeah,
you know.
Those. No, we're in trouble because of the fucking, our older brothers and or parents, depending on how old you are listening to this. But like, there's a lot of they break into the. There's only one cop that comes to the whole thing, and it's just a great fucking movie. And the way that you see him trying to weasel out of the fight, trying to get away from the guy, and then has to fight at the end. The brass knuckles.
Brass knuckles is awesome.
I realized in my, like, you know how when you hear things wrong, like you have the wrong song lyrics in your brain. For a long time, when I was a kid, when I first saw that movie, there's a part where the girl grabs the brass knuckles. And gives it. I think it's his sister.
His sister.
Grabs the brass knuckles and gives it to him. And then I used to always in my mind, what she says is cripple the dick. But in my mind, I always thought she said cripple his dick.
Oh,
I was always like,
I would have thought it would be funny if it would have been like, in my mind, for some reason, all these years I thought she said suck his dick.
No,
and I was like, yeah, suck his dick.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
That's how you get out of fights. Apparently, is that right? Isn't that how you get out of fights?
That's what that movie taught me.
Shit, I've been doing it wrong for years.
All right.
Yeah. But for the
dude, that big guy wanted to kick your ass. Yeah, I know.
He wanted
to be in the operative word there, my friend.
I apparently changed his mind, ass. Get a good blowjob. You change your tune.
God. It's true. How much would you want to fight if somebody sucked your dick? Like, if somebody blew you to completion, how up for a fight would you be at that moment? You're like, man, you know what, man? Just get the fuck out of here.
I'd be
confused. Don't do that again, man.
I'd be confused at the beginning. I'd just be like, what is going on?
This is a different kind of fight.
What kind of?
I'm fighting with my sexuality now. Yeah. I'm fighting to maintain eye contact with my father. Why is this?
Mike's been hanging his head in shame a lot. What is that about?
What's going on? Yeah, but you notice he's got no bruises on his face, though, right?
Yeah. I know. He's he's been doing so much better in school.
Yeah.
He's got all these big guys walking him home, taking care of him. He's a good kid, that guy.
He used to get bullied. Nah, forget it.
No.
It's good. God. All right, so
that took a horrible turn, didn't
it? Yeah, it did. Well, horrible, good. Good. Depends on who you're looking.
Depends on
perception.
Who's getting sucked.
So did you see JCVD?
Oh, no, I didn't.
You fucking son of a bitch. I even gave you
an extra
day.
I forgot. Holy shit, I completely forgot.
We're recording this on Tuesday, which is yesterday. If you're listening to it on WooBro Wednesday. We were going to record yesterday. And I go, hey, man, have you seen JCVD? And he goes, no. And I go, fuck, I'll give you an extra day so you watch it. And you didn't.
I know, I completely jerked off. Well, yeah, and yes, that's not a problem.
That's besides the point. I still could have been watching
JCVD. That's off my to-do list in the morning. That's one of my morning rituals. A little insight into Mike.
Yeah. Or into every man on the planet.
Yeah.
That's, you know, whatever. You know, it's funny. We were talking a lot about Stallone recently and Expendables, and it turns out last week that his son Sage Stallone died last week.
Yeah,
and,
I was sad.
It was sad because we already had recorded last week's episode. And I was like, son of a bitch, man. We're fucking keep terrible. Missing death by a day or
we
two.
We missed death by a day.
It was horrible. It was like we taped last week's episode on Monday. It debuted, it aired on Wednesday.
We put it up on Wednesday.
And he died like on Wednesday or Thursday. And I'm like, mother.
Yes.
Fuck.
I mean.
Why can't you wait till why can't you die? Before we record, people.
Yes. I mean...
Can everybody stop dying on a fucking Friday or Thursday or Wednesday? Can you die on a Sunday or Monday, please?
Yes.
Preferably early Monday? Assholes. God,
how rude bastards. Of them to be. This is all terrible, what you're saying. This. I cannot stand behind you talking, making jokes
please.
About the stage.
Give me a fucking break.
No. In all fairness, the guy... I didn't know this, but the guy is apparently responsible for a lot of, like... behind the camera stuff, like he had restored a lot of old like 70s movies, and he was big in like the alt cinema scene.
Yeah.
And I
knew that. I didn't know about that. Since I'm not big into the alt cinema scene, I didn't give a fuck.
No, I don't.
But
I
was like, no. But
a lot of people
when you hear that, it makes you want to go, oh, I want to go check out some of his work.
Yeah.
Right? Because he is who he is, Stallone's son. So you go, I want to see.
Right.
But
well,
when I heard that, I was like, I'm not going to go do that. I'm not going to go. Power to you. You're fucking making.
Yeah. He was the kid in.
Rocky V.
In Rocky V.
Which is where I knew him from. And I was like, cool. But I seen, even if you watch the. If you were to get a Blu-ray player and you watch a Blu-ray of Expendables. The original, or not Expendables, Rambo.
Oh.
It shows time.
Rambo, the most recent one.
Yeah. The best one. shows time. Stallone shows, when he was writing the script and rewriting at home. Then he took a break and was hanging out with his family. And they show him with him and his family, with him and his little girls. He got, three little girls and some.
Right.
I don't know. It's weird because it's all like one of those things where that's all I think about now that Sage has died, his son.
Mm-hmm.
Because in that doc, in, I don't want to say documentary, in the behind the scenes.
But that featurette, yeah.
Yeah, in the featurette, he was talking to his little kids. Like the little girl was like maybe 7 or 8 years old. And she's like, do you love me? Do you love us?
Mm.
More than he's like, oh, I love spending time with you and, you know, whatever, blah, blah. And she was like, oh, do you love us? You know, why are you leaving us? You know, and he goes, oh, I got to go work. I got to go make a movie. And she's like, but don't you love us more than that? And he's like, yeah, actually, you know, there was a time where I would have said no. And she's like, oh, that's not nice, daddy.
How old is the girl?
The girl's like 8 years old.
Oh.
But he said, he's like, this is before you were even born. And it just leads to believe that in his early career, he picked his career over his family.
So,
as a fan, I say thank you.
Yeah,
because
it's like thanks, man.
Demolition Man was awesome,
yes!
man. I don't.
That's one of my favorite.
Cliffhanger, fuck your family. I want to. That's just give me your work. As a fan.
Yeah.
As a fellow father, you go, oh man, that's so tough.
It was funny when I was reading about the Sage Stallone thing, where in Rocky V, when he's shouting about his family and all this stuff and blah blah blah, the kid. Was like that shit was real for them. Like they were having that moment for real.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so that's what I think about now is like because reports came out like, oh, apparently they had a strained relationship. And I'm like, yeah, that's.
I buy it.
In hindsight, you see it and you go, yeah, that's. That's the type of shit. But so I feel bad
that the kid died. It sucks that it happened also during the weekend of Comic-Con. And they were all out there promoting Expendables 2.
And he wasn't.
And Stallone was there for the day that they were going to have their panel. Apparently, he died the same day, that night. Right. So, or they found him the next day. He OD'd on pain pills or some prescription pills or something like that. So, I mean, it sucks that in the middle of, you know, this movie's coming out and we're all super fucking pumped about it.
We
were talking about it last week. And then now it kind of shoot yourself in the foot. But, I mean, I'm still going to go watch the movie.
All right. I'm not going to.
Yeah. Did you see?
I don't think anybody was going to be won over at Comic-Con. I think everybody at Comic-Con is going to go watch The Expendables 2.
Look, I'm not going to lie. When I saw that trailer, they posted up a new trailer for...
I haven't watched it on purpose.
I know. I tried to, I don't want to watch it. Fuck it, I'm watching it. Like, I was like, I don't think I... Okay. And...
kind of like when you're watching porn and you're like, I don't want to jerk off. I mean, fine.
Yeah. This is gross. Why the hell? And then you're like already jerking off and you're like, how? Wait, no. I shouldn't be doing
that. I can't believe these people. What makes these people think that this is... Oh, yeah.
Oh. So you didn't watch Spies Like Us?
No, because I've seen it recently. I mean, recently, like within the last year.
Okay. You're talking about... Three Amigos.
Talking about Three Amigos. And I actually bought Spaceballs on Blu-ray. And they were giving it again on HBO this past weekend. And my wife was watching it. And my wife was like, this is so stupid. But then she was laughing.
That's the whole point of that movie. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. She's like, why do you think this is funny? And then they would do something. She's like, oh my God. And then she would laugh. And I'm like, you see? She goes, no, I'm not laughing at what he said. I'm laughing at the stupid face. I'm like, that still counts.
That was intentional.
Yeah, that's like, what do you think? He put that face by mistake? You're like, no, I'm sorry. Only the words could be funny in this film, in this motion picture.
Yeah. Everyone stands there delivering speeches like,
yeah, monologues.
What is the code to the dome?
That's one of the scenes.
Yeah. What is the code to one? Two.
Actually the scene where she started laughing.
Yeah.
Where afterwards he goes, That's the same code I have in my luggage.
Oh my God. Have the combination of the royal luggage.
So when he said that, Moranis had this face like, oh shit. And that's the face that she was laughing at. She's like, I'm not laughing at what the guy said or what Mel Brooks said. I'm laughing about the face. I'm like, yeah, that's intentional.
Exactly.
And you're welcome. So I bought it on Blu-ray. But no, I didn't see Spies Like Us,
man. I watched it again. Holy shit, that movie is still funny. There is so much good comedy.
You know, it's funny because comedies hold up better than anything else.
And you'd think that it would be the other way around. But
good comedy is
good comedy, man.
Not just in movies. It's stand-up also. But it's just, unless you're doing something extremely topical.
Right.
That people are going to be like you do those spoof movies.
The epic movie one.
Yeah, the epic movie and the scary movies and stuff like that. Yeah.
But there's a trend of all bullshit. There was like a bunch of them that came out where it was date movie that was terrible. Yeah, yeah.
Well, those are bad. If they're bad when they come out, they're going to be bad later on.
Those movies, like you think they're like, let's make this as shitty as possible.
It's just a matter of making as much money. The studio's like, let's just... It worked with Scary Movie 1 and 2, so...
But those movies had a little more effort into the story.
Well, Scary Movie, especially the original. Yeah. I've worked with Martin and Sean. And they were really proud of Scary Movie 1. And then Scary Movie 2, they were so under the gun as far as the scheduling and the shooting. Like, they didn't have enough time to write it the way they wanted to.
But they
still put more energy into part 2 than part 3. And then they said that part 4 and 5, Sean told me that part 3 he didn't even watch.
Which one was part 3?
I don't remember. Oh, that's the one with Charlie Sheen.
Oh, with the sun. Okay, I did see that one.
And then part 4 was the one where they spoofed Brokeback Mountain or whatever. Yeah, War of the Worlds and Brokeback Mountain.
Yeah.
And they didn't even have anything to do with that. The Waynes had nothing to do with part 4. Yeah. We didn't.
It sucks. I wish they would have named it.
But part 2, I was giving him scenes from part 2. I'm like, oh, when you did that. And they were laughing. They started laughing. They're like, okay, I guess I was. And he's saying, it was really cool to have a conversation.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Because I was quoting them their fucking line. Like, the lines that they wrote, I was like quoting it to them.
That's funny.
But they had forgotten some of them. Like, yeah, that was funny. Yeah, that was funny. Like, dude, when he fucking tucks his dick, he's like, tucked in or out. Like, bro. good times.
Did you know, I wish they would have come out with it when they had the name, like the actual name they wanted to use when they wrote it, which was, it wasn't Scary Movie. It was Scream If You Know What I Did Last Halloween.
Oh, that's cool.
I would have loved it for it to come out. Because you know how they had Don't Be a Menace to South Central while drinking your juice? I would have loved it for it to be that, Scream If You Know What I Did Last Halloween. Because that to me is funny too. Like, I appreciate like that sort of thing. When they called it Scary Movie, I was like, and then, because then what ended up happening is that all those other movies came following, like date movie, superhero movie, or whatever that bullshit was. So do you have a pick for this week?
I do have a pick for this week. I'm going to give you one of my picks, and then I'll give you a listener pick, just because there's too many. I'll never get to my fucking picks. I wanted to get to my pick.
Okay.
So my pick is going to be Big Trouble in Little China.
Oh, whoa.
I love that fucking movie.
That's a good one.
I was on the verge of buying it on Blu-ray for $7, and I was like,
Really? That movie for Blu-ray?
That's a thing. That's why I didn't buy it.
For like, $7.
But that's why, like, $7. Because I need to see.
I haven't seen that one since I was a little kid.
Mannequin in crisp definition.
Yeah.
AKA Kim Cattrall. Back when she was hot.
She was hot in the 80s, man.
She was fucking hot. Dude, let's be real. For a 40-something-year-old woman.
No. She's good looking now.
And Sex in the City.
For 40, whatever.
And yeah, she's 50 now. Now she's 50. But when the show was going on, she was like 45. And like close to that, creeping to the 50 age. And she looked great.
She didn't look. Look, I've seen some terrible looking 40-year-old somethings. You know, like 40-something
year olds. I see some terrible 20-year-olds.
Yeah, of all ages, they can be terrible. For her to be 40-plus and still looking like
that. Almost 50. She looked great for her age.
Yeah.
But
she looks
time travel. Go Max Walker up in that bitch 20 years ago. Woo! Can fire, man. Yeah, in Big Trouble Little China, she was.
Yeah, doesn't she have that outfit on? There's like one.
Like
a gold thing.
That Asian outfit.
Geisha outfit.
The geisha is a red. I believe. Red? I want to say it's red.
Honestly, I have not seen that movie. I've not seen the movie. I've seen like clips and when friends talk about it.
Whoa, what
shit.
The fuck is wrong with you, man?
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Oh, since you were a kid. Okay, yeah. I thought you were going to say again you didn't see the.
No. I haven't seen it since I was like, you know, like young enough where it weirded me out. Wasn't there a scene with the eyeballs? Or I'm trying to remember. Or like a third eye or some shit like
third
that.
Third eye, right.
The third eye. The I remember that creeped me out.
It was actually, Big Trouble in Little China was actually it was like the beginning of Mortal Kombat.
What?
It had Raiden, the lightning god. It had a bunch of characters. It has Shang Tsung. The old man, the main villain was Shang Tsung. And they weren't named these characters, but the look and their powers all were.
So you're saying Mortal Kombat stole from Big Trouble Little China?
Watch Big Trouble Little China and tell me that ain't Raiden. You go, no, that's fucking Raiden right there. Yeah. That's Shang Tsung right there. They had another one. The Asian dude. What's his name?
The Asian dude.
From
Mortal Kombat?
From Mortal Kombat.
Liu Kang.
Yeah, well, there's only... Thank you. So, I'm the racist one?
No.
You knew exactly who I was talking about?
Liu Kang, because I kind of figured what you were talking about.
They had the Liu Kang version. Aside from...
Sub-Zero. There was, like, the whole cast.
It was a Sub-Zero, but I...
Was there an ice guy, too?
I don't remember. But I don't think so. But even Johnny Cage, you could make an argument to say Kurt Russell played a very similar Johnny Cage. He wasn't the rich, snobby Hollywood actor, but it was a very...
He's a white guy.
White Americana... guy, a fish out of water. He didn't look, you know what I mean?
That movie, I have to watch. He's a truck driver. What is he? Yeah, something like that. I got to watch that movie
again.
It's
fucking great, man.
I have to watch it.
It really is great. It really does hold up. And that was actually a couple of different fans suggested it, but I already had it on my list.
Okay.
So I claimed that one as my own. But
you called dibs.
Yeah, I did because I already had it on my list. But there was a couple of different fans that suggested it.
Whenever I bring up old school picks at work, someone always brings up Big Trouble in Little China, but I never put it on my list because I haven't watched it. So
you don't have the confidence to be like,
no,
sell it.
No,
like what? True Romance? Hell yeah!
You know what other movie is good?
What? Big Trouble in Little China, of course. You know what other movie is good?
Yeah,
Mortal Kombat.
I've true romanced Big Trouble in Little China to other people before. I've done that before. Where they're like, oh, remember this? And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of like this other thing.
It's kind of like, let's talk about that. So then that was my pick. And then the viewer pick, I'll pick from Chelsea this past week, who put, she gave me a laundry list, but I'll go with Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
Steve Martin as a crazy dentist.
Yeah. Or
well, that's like a small part of it.
That's so small.
It's such a small part of it. But it's Steve Martin. I don't know.
I was like, wow, I didn't even.
I remember. You don't remember that part? That's the first thing I think about.
I remember. I think about the big plant that eats people.
Yeah, yeah. Feed me.
Yeah.
There's some, actually, that's a musical. And there's some, like, catchy.
You see how they could do it well? You see how they could make a good musical?
Fuck you, Rock of Ages.
I can't believe you haven't seen the movie to see if you're in it.
Now I refuse to watch a piece of shit. I don't want to watch it. I'll just listen to the songs and then be in it.
But all why? Right. I mean,
no. Look, honestly, I saw.
Did you get an IMDb with it?
No. All of this was extra stuff. Oh, so okay. It's bullshit. So I honestly, like, I just saw. I was on an episode of The Glades, and I've been catching up on The Glades, which ended up being a pretty good show. I actually like it now. But that show I've been on like once. Well, twice. Once that's aired. And I caught my part of it, what took all day to fucking do. And it's literally like 3 seconds. Like, not even a second. And it's just the back of my head the whole time. So I literally, I'm going to freeze frame everything I'm ever in.
Well, yeah, you could just be like, as seen in The Glades.
As seen
if you don't blink.
Yeah. Do you blink? No. Well, then you've seen me in The Glades.
You know, seeing you in The Glades, that vice president that I forget his name, but it'll be a very funny reference. What's his name? Al, whatever the fuck his name? Al Gore, yeah.
Al Gore?
Yeah, Al Gore. Wasn't he that had that stick where SNL would do that thing where he wouldn't blink and he'd forget, like, he would be so robotic that he would forget to blink and they're like, sure, you gotta blink. And he'd, like, force himself, like, and then they go, okay, there you go.
It was a long way to go for a reference.
Wow, man. Hey, some of these are hits. Most of them are. Some of them, not
most,
so much.
Most are?
I like to think so. I mean, but, in my mind.
That's all that matters. That's all that counts. I feel great about myself.
Yeah, I don't hate myself for it.
So, Little Shop of Horrors. That's a good pick if you want to, like, a fun musical.
I remember singing Downtown as a kid. Downtown. Like,
the people,
with a big bus. Oh, yeah, well,
I don't know.
If I know it, then it's gay. And if I don't know it,
that's one of those things.
Then it's a lie. So.
Yeah. Here, rocking a hard
place. It's a lose lose.
You're stuck between an ass kicking and a blowjob.
I'll take the blowjob every day, man. Oh, you mean give it? No, not so much. Not so much. All right. So what's your old school pick?
My pick, actually, I watched it because it popped into my consciousness when I was having a conversation with someone about devil movies. And I'm talking about Needful Things. You ever see Needful Things?
No.
It's a Stephen King movie. It's got Ed Harris in it.
That's why I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't seen it.
It's aside from, like, The Shining, which is different, but, like, Stephen King came out with, you know, like, all of these movies in the 90s, and this is my favorite one. It's the Needful Things is a store in this little island, this little town in New England, and the devil owns it. And runs it. And then he starts working and manipulating the whole town.
Is this
town.
The one where he takes a kid? The devil takes a kid.
And does what?
He raises a kid as a barter thing.
And he raises a kid.
Which one am I thinking of? There's a Stephen King movie where he... Oh, man. Now he's going to kill me. I'm sorry. Continue.
No. I mean, that's... It's kind of like there's... I don't know which one you're talking about.
Continue the story.
But the one you're saying sounds familiar. But then, like... Ed Harris is like the sheriff of this little town, and then what he does is he promises people everything to give them everything. It's just a really creepy movie. The old guy from What Dreams May Come, the old guy from that, he plays the devil.
Yeah, Max, what's his name?
Yeah.
Max, yeah.
I don't know his last name. But that movie, I watched it again, and that movie still, it's a good, creepy, fucking... You know, like, weird, psychological, awesome movie. I love it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I know you're racking your brain.
I'm racking my brain. I'm sorry. I really is that.
No, but not, I know that feeling.
But it's because you brought up something, so it's really your fault that I'm not listening to you. If you think about it, it's really your fault.
I take full blame.
Yeah, you should. As you should. You're the one that put shit into my head that made me think of other shit. Man, I'm fucking racking my brain here.
Let's walk through this. You're talking about.
I saw this movie in church, as a matter of fact.
Church
in youth group.
Oh, so it was like a cautionary tale.
No, it wasn't a caution. It was just like a kind of.
Here's how bad the devil is. Story.
It wasn't even. I don't even know if he meaning my youth group director ever prefaced it with a like disclaimer in the beginning or anything. I don't even know if he said this is what could happen.
It's kind of a cool youth group showing.
It was a great youth group. It was a great youth group. But he showed it. And I'm guessing, and this is all retrospect, because I don't recall him ever going like, this is what the devil could do. And it's not just some guy with pointy horns. It's a guy that can manipulate. I don't remember him ever saying that. But in retrospect, that's what I got from the movie. That's what I ended up getting from the movie. Like, all right. And that the devil would stir up, he would be in a small town, and it was like a New England town. Well, I want to say Storm of the Century. Was it Storm of the Century?
Is it that one? Oh,
man.
I haven't seen that one. I heard that
First of all, let me tell you that I'm looking up IMDb, and it makes sense now, but I didn't know that Stephen King wrote the At Pupil.
Yes.
And I'm like, fuck, that movie was... I've always loved that movie. I've always
had that movie is great, where he's the Nazi guy.
Yeah, the Nazi guy. And I'm like, man, that movie is fucking great.
Yeah.
And now it turns out... And now as I'm going through his IMDb, I'm like, oh, he wrote that. Okay, that makes...
Stephen King has some hits and misses, but... There's a lot of hits, dude.
Here's the thing.
It depends on the production quality.
Yeah, he has hits and misses, but his hits far outweigh the misses that it's...
He's a fun, good, creepy movie marathon. Like, if you ever want to have a Halloween movie marathon...
I don't.
I know you don't.
Dolores Claiborne was also a great movie. Of course, we all know he wrote Shawshank.
Misery.
Green Mile.
Green Mile, that's right. Yeah, he does have a lot of...
He's got movies that you wouldn't think that he...
Yeah, I know.
He wrote The Lawnmower Man.
The Lawnmower Man, the movie
actually, he
is
didn't.
Very
he wrote the title.
Yeah.
Literally, it says title only. Credit removed following lawsuit.
Yeah, because they made it so different that they used the title for the movie, but it had nothing to do with his story, and it sucked. Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, this is a piece of shit, Your Honor. I don't want this associated with my Pet Sematary. It was god-awful scary. Wrote The Running Man. Wow.
I didn't know that.
Well, he wrote the novel. He didn't write the script.
I know, but the...
I didn't even know that was a novel. I wonder how he feels about that.
Well, you don't know about books.
Well, yeah. No, but I wonder how he feels about... Like his novel being like depicted by Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know what I mean?
Well, a lot of
he could have been like, I mean, and Arnold was fucking time, right?
Yeah, that was the peak of his time. And also, he's a very prolific writer where he writes a lot. Like, he'll come up with something, like, he just sits and writes for he produces so much content.
He's called a writer,
yeah, no, but like. But it's not like he writes one novel, then waits 10 years and writes another novel, and he writes 10 years. He's got like
bills to pay. He's probably got like a gambling debt.
He's like,
I got shit to pay, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Cracking out.
He owes his money to the devil. He's got to buy back his soul. All that shit's autobiographical, every one of those stories.
It is Storm of the Century.
It is.
And Storm of the Century is actually it was a miniseries. And it was a 3-episode miniseries, and that's why I remember watching it.
There was a lot of Stephen King movies that were out when I was working at Blockbuster. When I was working at Blockbuster, there was a ton of like Stephen King stuff out, and I think Storm of the Century was one of them. And it was like on the 2 VHSs, and I never watched.
Yeah,
it was like a multiple VHS thing.
Multiple. It was only 2 VHS. There was not 3 VHS.
No, there were like different. There was like volume 1, 2, and 3.
And there was another one that we watched in church as well that I watched in church, and I don't recall which
you
one.
Watched
the
church?
Stand. Youth group. It's youth group.
Yeah.
It was youth group.
Well, the stand is the apocalypse one.
Right.
Just a man in a white hat and they had to fight.
Right. And it was with that really good looking guy, Rob Lowe.
Yes, yeah. He is very good looking. Yeah. I was gonna be like, ha ha.
I say that about like certain dudes. I'm like, yeah, the good looking guy from Full House, and like, look, this guy's a fag. And then I'm like, yeah, John Stamos. Like, oh no, he's no
the good looking guy. Ha! That's like John Stamos, and they're like, ha. Oh
yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah.
I mean,
whatever.
And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Everybody goes, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep, that's right.
Sounds about right. So
Needful Things. Needful Things is the one I'm talking
about. Needful Things, all right. But so that I'm sorry, and I got thrown off because I was like, that sounds so familiar, but it's from the same fucking writer. So.
But that's a good like Stephen King Mountain.
Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Ooh, Stephen King Mountain.
Stephen King.
Here's the reason
all why. Encompassing. Not just like, because if it's a movie based on his novel, he didn't write the screenplay, whatever. It's just anything that has to do with Stephen King.
Well, you know, my mountain won't only be movies.
Yeah, exactly.
There's never going to be a novel. Like, you know which novel he did?
You don't have to worry.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Make it into a movie. He's like, no, I would not know. I would not know, as a matter of fact.
If you said that, I would leave. I'd just be like, who are you?
Yeah, who are you? Devil? Is that you?
But get out of here, Needful Things.
Well, here's the thing. I just named three classics in Shawshank, Green Mile.
Right.
And
but those aren't necessarily the scary. I equate Stephen King with being the scary. That's what I'm saying.
You said all encompassing. So you set yourself up. I was going to ask you, do you mean just horror movies?
No, everything. I mean,
then you can't leave Shawshank Redemption out of
that. You can't. No, that's on.
And leaving Green Mile out of that is.
Well, remember, it's not about what's the best. It's about which one you enjoy the most. Ah, oh, man, that's a
is tough this
one.
A shit that you tell your girls that you tell girls like, listen, it's not about who the best was. It's about who you enjoyed.
Who you with right now? Yeah, who you with right now?
Who made you laugh?
Are you still fucking somebody else? No, you with me right now.
So that's the shit that you kind of. I could see you saying shit like that.
Oh, baby.
Where you're like, it's not about who the best is. It's about who treated you the nicest and who you enjoyed the best.
It's about who spent $100 on sushi on you.
Sushi, you whore. You fucking whore. She still calls you told me.
Yeah, she said she.
Of course she did. She got a fucking great dinner out of you.
She wants another meal. No, but I'm very platonic in my responses where I'm just like, whatever. But
I will, you know what? Just as so I'll go Shawshank, Green Mile. Green Mile is Shawshank and Green Mile are honestly one of my favorite movies of all time, period. Yeah. Whether they be you know, Stephen King or whoever. So I like those movies quite a bit. Then if we're doing the Stephen King mountain, I would go with It.
Oh yeah. That's a good one.
It was good. And probably Dolores Claiborne. I like the movie.
I never saw Dolores.
Misery. No, I'll go with Misery over
Dolores. I never saw Dolores Claiborne.
Wow.
Really? It's good?
Fuck yeah, man. Yeah, wow. Sure. It's wow. That, I'm really surprised that you haven't seen it.
I don't know. I just never saw it.
It's such a good movie. It's wow.
Really? Okay. That's on my list of things to watch.
Yeah.
But so for me, I put Shawshank. I don't know if I'd put Green Mile on there because I never really watched it like a lot. I watched it.
True Romance.
Huh?
Is that your True Romance?
I've done that before. I've seen it never in one sitting.
You guys,
and I fall asleep.
Me and my wife watched it. My wife had never seen it before. I showed it to her, and this is a few years ago already.
Hmm.
I mean, it's such a. It's an. I mean, in every which way possible, it's a great movie. Tom Hanks.
I know. I like look,
another. I think he got snubbed. I think he got snubbed.
Really? Again. He could have won a third in a row.
He could. No, the third in a row should have been for Apollo 13.
Oh, Apollo 13 was the next year.
Yeah, it was Philadelphia.
Right. Then Forrest Gump.
Then Forrest Gump, and then Apollo 13.
Which he should have won.
And then
that's one of my favorite movies.
And he got robbed for Castaway. And I'm not saying he got robbed because the one who won it that year was Russell Crowe for Gladiator. And I think Gladiator deserved Best Picture.
Right.
But better performance than Castaway? Fuck you.
Yeah, I know.
He made you cry for a fucking volleyball.
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
I still.
You're like, what's that? I'm like, oh.
Whenever. Yeah. Yeah. Every time.
Every time this theater makes me fucking dusty ass theater.
Yeah. I've seen that movie. I've seen that movie a number of times. And every time it gets that scene, I'm always like, maybe he gets a mic this time. Yeah, like,
no, he's gonna float.
I can feel it coming too, because like as soon as I start seeing the raft, I'm always like, oh shit, he's gonna.
And you just feel so
and
bad. You,
and
for
they
him.
Keep showing Wilson off and to then the side.
Helen Hunt had got. Oh my god, she had moved on. It's just bad. It's just
that whole movie, that end of that movie is just so bittersweet and like. Oh
no, the extreme end is real hopeful.
Yeah.
Because it, you know.
But there's that period. Oh, and he misses. Tennessee going to the Super Bowl. Remember that
little
moment where he starts talking about the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's right. He missed that. And he's in Tennessee. And I was like, oh, poor him. You know, like you feel bad, you know?
Yeah, I.
But Green Mile is one that I have never sat through the whole thing.
He got snubbed for Academy Award winner.
Wow,
it was that good. The movie itself, I think, got snubbed for a nomination. I'm like, that's a great, great movie. It's one of those movies that if anybody has actually seen it, you would actually have any trouble finding any flaws in that movie.
Except
for the fact that it has the Christian underlying toning of the message there.
Yeah, like, I mean, I can get past that through movies. That doesn't make it a bad movie for me. It's not like as soon
you're
as I say...
You're like, I can get past it with movies. I mean, they're fake. Yeah. But that's it. It's totally understandable. Yeah. Why wouldn't I? I mean, relax. I don't really believe monkeys could fly either. I just... Take it easy.
That's so fucking
But so what would be your Stephen King mountain? Can I just tell you, I'll tell you this to the audience, because I hang around with enough atheists that I could be a great, I could be a very funny atheist if I chose to, and me and Mike are in the green room of a improv, you know, right before the movie Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer comes out, and they're showing a commercial for it, and I'm like, yeah, man, I want to watch the movie, and Mike says, yeah, I want to watch the movie too. And I don't remember if you remember this, but you said, yeah, man, when he's like flipping the axe around and like twirling it around or whatever. And I'm like, yeah. And then he pours holy water on the axe. And you're like, yeah. And then I'm like, or as atheists call it, water. Water. Just plain water.
It's just water. He's just cleaning it, really.
Just
that's so funny.
Plain
dude.
Water.
And in the movie, it's silver. He's poured melted silver. And
why are you ruining it for me and for people who haven't watched it?
It's like the first part of his training thing.
Thank you. Now I know he has a training montage. God, mother...
Every movie... Gonna have a montage!
Montage! That's a great one too, man. Montage, gonna get better. Not really good at this right now, but I'm gonna get better.
Montage. But I, for my movies, my Stephen King mountain, I would
put The Shining.
The Shining.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was gonna say The Shining before. Yeah.
Nah, but I still would have put that over Green Mile.
I can't put Green Mile on there because I really haven't experienced it properly. Yeah. Green Mile, Shawshank.
You mean The Shining, Shawshank?
The Shining, Shawshank. This movie, Needful Things, because it's fresh in my mind.
Really?
Yes, it's really good. And Misery.
All right.
Those are the movies.
You named five movies.
No. Green Mile.
Shining,
Shawshank.
Uh huh.
Needful Things.
Uh huh.
And Misery.
Okay.
Those are the ones that I will go back and watch. Ah, shit, there's a couple of shit.
But there's Misery. There's It. Did you include Misery? I keep forgetting.
Misery, yeah. Misery. I didn't include Dolores Claiborne, which now I have to watch.
Dolores Claiborne's great. I would watch The Green Mile before Dolores Claiborne. Both of those are
phenomenal. Do we count Running Man? No, we won't count Running Man.
You said all-encompassing.
It is good, though.
It is good.
It's really good.
It's really good. I had another... This is going to be a two-mountain week because I had another mountain that just got proposed to me today by the franchise in the email.
Nice.
Mount Rushmore... of board games.
I love fucking board games. My dad and
I love board games, but I don't play them enough because I'm never around enough people. It's always like me and my wife, and we're like, all right, I'm dying for my kids to get older. I'm dying to have more kids. First of all, I'm dying for them to get older just so I could have that cheesy family playing time. I'm like, I want to play board games, motherfucker. Let's do this.
When my dad was the you know, every other weekend dad, you know, my parents were divorced, so when we would stay with him,
you had a Florida Panther dad.
Huh?
You had a Florida Panther dad.
What's a Florida Panther dad?
A Florida Panther dad is when they have you every other weekend. Like, if you go to Florida Panther games, you see a lot of father sons. And it's the single dads that have them every other weekend, but they can't really afford a Heat game. So they go to the Florida Panther game.
I had a Florida Panther dad.
Had a Florida Panther dad. That's not mine, by the way. That's straight up Jay Moore. Jay Moore calls it the Clipper dad. Because you can't afford the Lakers, but you can afford the Clippers.
Oh.
So it's not mine. I don't want to take any credit for that.
Just, even then, the Clippers are still a good game.
Now. But it used to be like, hey, I can't get you Laker tickets, but let's go watch the Clippers, son.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's the way he says it. That's all, Jay.
Yeah. Right. No, but it was my, you know, we'd be there with my dad, and we'd always play different games. Like, we play Uno and
well, Uno's not a board game.
Right.
Been discussed with the guys.
That's already been addressed.
Yes,
it's been clarified.
Uno's not a board
but
game.
But we play
Uno's a card game.
Uno's a card game. But we would always have some sort of game. And I can. You know what? I have. I'm having some trouble coming.
As always, bro.
Coming to.
Can I just tell you? Can I just share with you the email that was shared to me by Lex that said he predicted the conversation that we will have, bro? I'm trying to find it now.
Montage. Gonna get better through scene cuts and changes. All right,
so he goes, I can see you hitting up Mike Mercadal with this question and him going, so he writes a script out. Neri, Mount Rushmore of board games. Mike, oh man, that's a good one. Neri, wait for Mike. Mike, okay. Monopoly, okay, like, does it have to be? Neri interrupts Mike, bro, fucking board games. Mike, oh man, Clue, checkers, does it have to be recent or can I go way back? Neri, deep sigh, bro, all fucking board games, hurry up. That was literally an email that he got, that I got, and I read it going, that's pretty dead on.
That's exactly what
dead on.
If he
and I didn't mind you guys, for those the listeners,
we don't
tell
talk
Mike
about this,
you know, we don't talk about this beforehand.
Holy shit, that's
funny. And you just did exactly what he predicted you were gonna do. And he wrote that email probably like 3 hours ago.
If you would have not read that, we would have had that conversation.
Yeah. And we were having that conversation.
Right.
You were like, I'm having trouble.
Even the choices were pretty solid.
Well, the choices were let's be honest, as good as a question as I think it is,
there's
already so many board games that you could put on the mountain.
Okay, I'll give you my mountain right now. Well, do you want to go first or go with mine?
Well, I don't know, because last time I went first, you got all very pissy and very like,
with what?
Well, I was going to say that.
Oh, no. When was that? What the fuck was that? All right. The Game of Life, that's one of my...
Thank you for saying The Game of Life in this question. Because if you would have said life, I would have been like, you mean...
It's called The Game of Life. It's on the box as the title. Yes. The Game of Life.
Okay, go ahead.
That was when I played with my dad a lot. Pictionary doesn't count. Right?
I don't think so. Not a board game. There's no board to it. Is there a board?
There's the paper and the... Never mind.
Actually, you know what? I won't give that as a definition either. Because there's board games that don't have boards in it.
Yeah.
So...
I'm going to go with... Okay, so The Game of Life. Chess.
Uh-huh.
Chess has a board.
I got it, man. I said okay.
You listen to me. How does the script go? What's my line?
Can it be old school? Does it have to be recent?
No. So it's The Game of Life, Chess, Clue. And there's a new one that I played for the first time like a couple months ago. And it was called Cranium.
It's not a new one, by the way.
But it's the first time I played it. Okay. I guess so it's not new, but it's the first time I've played. It's new to me.
Does that have a board on it?
Yeah, like you roll around the board. It's got different cards.
I just seen a commercial. I don't think I've ever really played
And it. I leave off, but like honorable mention is Trivial Pursuit. Yeah. But that's a trivia game. It's not really a board game.
All right, so mine... I thought about putting chess in there, but I'm just so bad at it. I just haven't played it in over
chess.
10 years. I love it. I just haven't played it in over 10
years. I'll play you.
No, you won't. Trust me.
No?
I'm not going to embarrass myself with that.
It doesn't matter, man. I haven't played it forever either.
I literally haven't played it in over 10 years, and I got a new tablet, and I started playing it against a computer. And I'm like, oh.
No, I've never played against a computer.
Four moves a bad thing? Yeah. I lasted four moves. Is that good?
Yeah.
Jesus. Yes.
Yeah, you don't really play the computer. The computer knows everything.
Yeah, it's horrible. I had Clue is my all-time favorite board game. And I'm trying to remember from reading these guys, from reading the emails, which one it was. I had Clue. I know that for a fact. I had Battleship. I know that for a fact.
Oh.
I had Connect 4.
That could be challenged.
See, that could be challenged, but it's a fucking board game.
Yeah, it's a puzzle game.
It's not a board, but you're sitting there.
Yeah.
So
even Battleship is a tricky one.
Yeah.
Battleship's a tricky one.
Battleship is yeah. And for the life of me, I can't remember anything else. And I know I said it. I think I may have even said chess or checkers. I forget which one I put.
Chinese checkers.
Wow, that's really good though. Chinese checkers.
Chinese checkers is fun as shit.
But Hungry Hippos, I'll go with.
Oh.
I'll go with Hungry Mario Bros. I wanted to say Monopoly, but it's just I've never played a game to completion.
Never, yeah.
So I've never, it always ends up with somebody kicking the table over me like, fuck you!
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
Yeah, it's like, oh.
And I know, as I said that, I just realized that's a Dane Cook joke, but that's really happened to me. As it has
happened
to everybody.
It's happened to the universe.
Yes.
At some point, everybody.
Dane Cook said it. Well, it's happened to everybody. I'm sorry.
The reason why that joke is funny is because everybody's had to do that.
I literally remember, I remember my cousin, she fucking flipped the board game anymore because I would make fun of her. I'm like, you fucking don't got any money left? How the fuck don't you have any money? And she flipped the board. And I was like, hey, man. Afterwards, I go, hey, cuz, you know what? We're just putting it on. She goes, I know. I just didn't want to play anymore. Yeah.
I've gotten, I've gone to the bathroom during a Monopoly game just to get away from it and then come back and be like, did you guys skip me? Oh, no, we were waiting for you to come back. Fuck.
Bitch.
Shit.
But I like the game. It just goes on for too long.
It's too long. Well, a lot of people make up rules. Like, the actual, if you play it against the, like, if you play with the rules that are, like, the hard rules, like, no, none of that bargaining back and forth where the bank is the bank and you fuck this and
Scrabble.
Scrabble's
a good one. I just thought about. I'm sorry, done.
But in my mind, I'm thinking of board games with roll the dice and move a piece. That's what I'm thinking.
This is your line right now.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm thinking it's fucking board games, Mike. Yeah. Just pick board games.
I already did. I already picked.
No, I know, but I'm saying you could just.
But I do love honorable. I have a weird. We both do. I have a weird mind for trivia and bullshit and stuff like that.
For useless knowledge.
Useless knowledge, and mine extends to like weird like history and geography shit and all that stuff. That I love watching Jeopardy and stuff like that. So I love trivia games, but I wouldn't include Trivial Pursuit on my mountain of board games.
All right.
What was your Clue, Monopoly?
Give me a second. Mine.
No, Clue.
My response was Connect Four, Clue, Battleship, and Monopoly, and then I put Checkers honorable mention. I will take out Monopoly now, and then put Chess or Checkers. I like both of them. Mm-hmm. Checkers gets a bad rap, but
Checkers is fun.
But one, it's fun. It's still, you still have to think. Clearly, not as much as
chess.
As chess, obviously, but it's you know.
There's a reason those old
and
guys
you don't
play.
You don't hate yourself as much when you lose checkers than when you lose.
You're chess. Like, well, it's checkers.
Because when you
checkers.
But when you lose chess, you feel as if you're a war general that lost something important. When you lose checkers, you go.
You want to know why? You want to know why?
Because chess? It takes so much fucking time.
Chess. Why?
Every move takes so much time and so strategic.
No, because you don't have. If they don't beat you, you have to give up.
Yeah.
Because when someone calls checkmate on you, that doesn't mean that they got you. That means that there's no way you can win. And that's like the ultimate defeat where you're just like, fuck.
What was your favorite chess piece? This is where the podcast has gone. Yes.
Yeah, really? You're going with favorite chess piece? I always played in a way that there's a way that you start out.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Shut up.
It's bad enough that it started off a boring question. Yeah, you're getting into a boring answer.
I fucking love chess. And I beat a guy in 5 moves one time. And that became a bragging rights thing in school because in my class, in my school, we started playing
a lot of chess. What school did you go to? Glee?
Yes.
Where
I went to a bullshit little private school.
Some chess defeat was in the record books. You're like, oh shit.
No.
Did you hear what Mike did yesterday? 5 moves, son.
Scoff all you want.
Oh, I'm gonna.
That shit happened where it's like a weird, like it should not have happened. I played football and I got more respect from beating a guy in 5 moves with this group of people than I did from being a team captain on a football team. Like it was like
the tallest, Mike.
Huh?
The tallest. I was team captain. Yeah. You're the tallest.
Who was the tallest?
The fucking jersey that had the C on it. It was already the biggest one there, so you had
just
to go.
Just give it to the tall guy. What's the tall guy's name? Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? He's the only one that can wear 4X.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh! You know what I found? I found my X-Men. I'm sorry, my Marvel trading cards.
Oh, man. I wish
from 1991.
Yeah, I wish I still had those.
I found
I've had all of them
in my binder. I'm missing out of the, like, it's all in order, you know, when I collected it. I found that shit and I had like full blown nostalgia gasm where I was like every page started like, oh my God, holy shit. And it had like all the characters.
When you flipped each page, did you remember how much you didn't get laid?
Yeah.
You were like, oh my God, remember that girl dumped me?
Nope, I don't, because I never asked her out.
I never had the balls.
Because I was busy learning what the stamina level is on Silver Surfer. Yeah. That's what it was.
That's a 10.
It's maxed out. Yes, 10. That's correct.
That's a 10.
That's a 10.
I always hated those galactic superheroes for that reason. I'm like, that's not even fair. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
The space hero.
Silver Surfer is going to beat fucking Wolverine. Fuck you. Wolverine's only got a 6 in strength, really? Is that what you're fucking saying?
His healing, his regeneration is.
Oh, his agility is phenomenal.
It's great. It's like, come on, he's got a strength power of 10 and a laser surfboard.
Yeah,
all right,
we get it. Galactus, all right, yes. Fuck you, we got it.
But my favorite, I found these old cards.
Thanos, ooh.
Avengers,
We can't give it away. We can't give it away.
No, it's old. There's a shelf life on the spoiler alert. Fuck you guys.
We can't give it away. We can't give it away.
If you're listening to this podcast, continue.
I know a couple of people who are literally listening to it who haven't seen Avengers yet. I'm trying to spare them.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to spare them. They have kids, man. They got two jobs and they got a kid.
Download the bootleg.
No, man. That's my other friend. That's Harold. Harold is Mr. Download Everything.
Yeah.
That guy had. We found out recently. He told us that he had a. Somebody gave him a iTunes gift card, a $10 iTunes gift card. He still has $7.35. That gift card was given to him, without exaggerating, over 3 years ago. And I'm like,
this shit's all free.
He only uses it, exactly his words. He only uses it when he can't find a song through.
I've only bought.
I'm like, it's $10. It was a free $10. Just buy an album. It's fucking $10. Just buy one. Who gives a shit? It's not your $10.
What, did he spend it on apps or something?
No, he spent it on songs that he couldn't find. Oh.
Well, at least he's got that in his back pocket. And if he can't find.
Literally.
Know.
In his back pocket. Like, fucking, hey, make a move. It's $10 that wasn't yours. It was a gift. I don't understand.
So bad.
I'm just.
Use that fucking gift card.
No, and he's like, just download it. I don't understand. He calls us stupid. He like, literally, he's like, you guys are fools. You guys buy DVDs, Blu-rays. Wow. You guys are fools. He calls us fools.
To the economy.
He calls me a fool. He's like, you're a fool. I'm like, because I like to spend money on a DVD. Don't get me wrong.
In all fairness, it's pretty foolish.
That's not foolish. To support movies and support.
I only buy physical things.
Okay. A movie is a physical thing, though.
Well, I mean, like,
I don't know if you realize that it's not a small. You're not going to be
digital in my mind. You know what I mean? Like, I can get it through.
He saw X-Men Origins, the bootleg version that came out before the movie actually debuted.
Oh, really?
And it was like there were like two or three major scenes that still had the blue screen in the back.
The
green screen. Like, he watched that version. And then he was like, "Nah, I'm good. I don't want to watch it. I'm good."
No. That I can't do.
Yeah, that's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Harold's a fool.
Yeah, you're a fool, Harold.
You're a fool. No, but I like right now, we saw the Avengers, and I have a bootleg copy of the Avengers just to get my Hulk fix. Yeah, you know, where I'm like, this was cool. Let me watch it. The quality sucks. The audio is good, but the video is not that good. But like, I'll watch and I'll be like, this is acceptable because I know I saw that in IMAX or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So. But then when the good version comes out, I always get the good version.
Yeah, I already pre-ordered.
Yes, sir.
It's already been pre-ordered.
Now, did you hear about... Because Comic-Con was this weekend.
Right, this past weekend.
And they made some pretty like big fucking announcements. Did you see the Marvel...
I didn't. What happened?
Okay.
I was busy headlining in West Palm Beach Improv.
Pardon me, I had plenty of time because I was not. They announced Iron Man 3... They had, like, Robert Downey Jr. came out and Don Cheadle.
They announced what? Iron Man 3?
Iron Man. Well, no, they announced, they showed footage of it. And they announced that Mandarin, you know, Ben Kingsley is the Mandarin and all that stuff. And they're gonna be doing, they showed there's going to be a lot more Iron Man and War Machine working together.
Right.
Jon Favreau is not directing it. He's executive producing it, and they're having another director do it. But that means that Jon Favreau, that character of Happy, is not going to be doing a bunch. It's going to be. I can't wait to see Iron Man 3.
He's not going to be doing Happy.
He's going to be Happy, but Happy has a bigger part. Happy Hogan is going to.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about Happy.
I don't know. I like seeing Jon Favreau.
I like seeing Jon Favreau, but I don't need him to. I'd rather him direct. And I mean,
no, I mean, it's.
I'm sure they're going to find a great director. Who cares? But yeah. It's one of those.
They announced.
Did you hear that Chris Nolan turned down? The new Justice League.
Oh no, I didn't. Hear that.
Which I'm glad.
Wow.
I'm glad because he doesn't like doing superhero movies with CGI. He doesn't like CGI, you know, he doesn't like to be CGI heavy, which is great. I love that
for Batman.
I love that for Batman, but not for when you're doing the Flash and invisible plane from the Wonder Woman. Yeah. And, oh yeah, Superman. Go fuck yourself. We'll find somebody else.
Yeah, we're gonna put him on wires. He's gonna jump. He's just gonna jump.
You know what? He's gonna just jump really high. No, fuck you. We're done. We're done talking. This meeting is over, sir.
Thank you, Christopher Nolan, for your wonderful work on Batman. Get the fuck out of here.
Actually, you know what? Fuck you, Chris Nolan, because you were the director. Couldn't you have said, "Hey, tone down the fucking voice. Tone it down
again.
Tone it fucking down. I'm not watching that movie this weekend. It comes out this weekend. I'm not watching it this weekend. I'll wait for 2 weeks. Just to get out of, just so I know it won't touch the fucking Avengers. Fuck you. I'm not watching it.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not letting that shit touch the Avengers.
Spider-Man didn't get close to the Avengers.
Are you crazy?
No, it didn't.
You fucking insane?
No,
you know how much money the Avengers, the Avengers last weekend made more money than Spider-Man Man opening weekend. It's still making
in the dollar theaters.
Yeah, it's in a dollar theater.
And it's making more money.
It's in a dollar theater. It's still making $64 million a weekend. Like, 64 million people went to go watch a movie last weekend. It's insane.
So they announced Iron Man 3. They did the panel there. It was really cool. They did, Captain America, the Winter Soldier, which apparently is going to have Bucky Barnes. Like, it's going to be... apparently it's going to be like... Because Bucky's
part
not...
Part one and a half? Or part half?
Part half, maybe. I don't know if it's going to...
It's going to be in between. Did they announce it? Did they say?
Yeah, they didn't say the specifics. They just announced that this is what it's going to be called. They didn't show any footage of it, but it's going to be called The Winter Soldier. And that's a story arc that happened in the Captain America where, like, Bucky, when he dies, he doesn't really die.
Right.
He gets frozen also. But in my mind, Bucky's great, but he's not super anything. He's regular dude.
Right.
You know what I mean? And Captain America has the super soldier serum.
Or performance enhancing drugs.
Yeah, steroids.
What we call it nowadays.
Barry Bonds, same thing.
Yeah, same thing. They both have big heads. They both, sure they can hit a lot of home runs.
Mm-hmm,
I'm sure
they can. and then they announced.
I wasn't big in the Avengers comics until a couple of years ago, and I just ordered the omnibus of the Avengers.
Right.
And there was one story arc in the Ultimate Avengers where they get bitten by vampires. Like, they had the whole Blade crossover where vampires bite.
What?
They bite the Hulk, but not the real Hulk. It's a hybrid Hulk that they had
made.
The
Gray Hulk?
No, it was a hybrid Hulk that S.H.I.E.L.D. Black Ops had made where it was... This is complete fucking nerd talk right now.
Yeah.
Where they put Bruce Banner's brain... They cloned Bruce Banner's brain and they put that brain in the clone body of the Hulk. But it backfired because what made the Hulk so dangerous...
It always backfires.
What makes the original Hulk so dangerous is his craziness.
His rage.
His rage, his unpredictability. That's a word, right?
Sure.
And so the smart Hulk doesn't work because he's too smart and he's not savage, right?
Yeah.
So he gets bitten by a vampire.
So there's a vampire Hulk?
So it's a vampire. Fuck, and then they bite Captain America. So Captain America. So, and they're fighting. They go and they try to take on the Avengers headquarters. And they're actually succeeding and doing a good job. But Captain America's serum, after enough time,
he was a vampire.
It fights off the vampire infection.
He heals
infection.
Out.
Yeah, he heals out. And it's funny because... As they're showing him healing, it says in the it does flashbacks of when they're talking about the serum. They're talking about, like, you can no longer get sick.
Can't get drunk.
He can't get drunk.
He
can't get sick. He literally is immune to HIV. Captain America. That's already been discussed in previous comics. He heals from gunshots in hours. And days, and he heals, or I think hours,
and he heals from
stab wounds in minutes. So he has.
Let me check my comic cards. Hold on.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I gotta see the stats.
And I'm like, oh shit. So all of this, as I'm reading that, I'm like, I gained the long, short story long, I gained a new respect for Captain America. Cause I'm like, before I thought it was just
It
made him strong and fast or whatever.
Yeah.
But this actually.
It gives
else.
Him some powers.
Yeah, it gives him.
But it didn't give. So that's the thing, is apparently this arc.
A little bit upsetting, to be honest with you. Not upsetting.
What?
in the Avengers movie, not to give anything away, but all this hype about Captain America, all he did was press a fucking lever.
In the Avengers movie.
All he did was push a lever.
Well, no, he runs the show, and when they're in New York.
Yeah. Okay.
Shut up. That movie was great.
The movie was great. I'm just saying Captain America. Everybody's like, oh, Captain America. I'm like, Iron Man was the... Iron Man ran the fucking show.
Yeah.
He just let Captain America go like, hey, Captain, out of respect for you, old man.
You want to know why the Avengers is good? Because everybody makes
it... You know why the Avengers is great?
To me.
Because of everything.
To me. Because exactly. Because no matter what, we're having an argument over who was the best Avenger. Like, oh, well, for me, it was the Hulk when he finally comes back and starts...
Let it go, man.
No! Leave me alone.
He's a monster. He's a weapon. He's not a fucking hero. He's not a hero.
But they wouldn't have found
that's like the best Avenger
without Bruce Banner.
You know who the best Avenger is? The fucking hammer.
The hammer.
Yeah. That's,
no.
Yeah.
No, it's not Mjolnir.
Thor's hammer. That's the best Avenger. That's ridiculous.
Oh, but apparently Thor 2 is going to be the shit.
Yeah, what?
Thor 2.
Thor 1 was the shit too.
Thor 2 is going to be Thor 2, the Dark World. Apparently, that's what they're calling it. And that's going to be where the Infinity Gauntlet gets brought into the picture, apparently.
AKA Nintendo Power Glove.
Yeah, the Power Glove. It's so bad.
It's so bad, but you want to make your parents spend $80 on it.
Yeah, that's fucking Power Glove. So, and then one that I'm actually kind of pumped about, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm really pumped about that one.
I don't know that story that well.
Don't know the story at all.
I'm like...
But I'm watching the trailers, watching the still pictures and go, oh,
this looks fucking great. What is... It made me go and look more at... To find out what it is.
Yeah.
So that one looks really cool. And actually, I'm excited for Ant-Man. Edgar Wright, the guy who did Scott Pilgrim and Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz.
He's doing Ant-Man. I'm not as excited as I was 2 seconds before you said that.
Oh, why?
Because his movies are...
Well, but it's Ant-Man. No one's going to... Like, I don't really think people are going to take Ant-Man super... They shouldn't take him super duper serious.
No, they should. If he's in the same line as Avengers, Iron Man, Thor...
Mm.
If you make that movie... If you make that kind of story into a Scott Pilgrim, you go...
No, I mean, it's not going to be... Have you seen Hot Fuzz?
I saw...
That's an action-y
fucking
movie.
It's a very slow... To get to the fucking action.
Yeah, yeah.
It was slow. It was... I forget if it was Hot... Yeah, I watched Hot Fuzz where it was like the first 40 minutes. And I'm like, hurry the fuck up!
Yeah.
Do something. Something happened, please.
No.
Shaun of the Dead? No, it was Hot Fuzz.
No, Shaun of the Dead was good.
It was Hot Fuzz. All right, anyways. So,
I don't know where we went off on that, but Comic-Con was cool and they announced a whole bunch of other cool shit.
Dude, you can't listen to this podcast with two self-proclaimed nerds and then the week after Comic-Con be like, can you guys get on with this shit? We're fucking...
No, we cannot. Our dicks are so hard right now.
We have no idea.
We can't fucking move.
All right, we're going to do a quick break. We'll be right back. I got to go check on my dogs again. So we'll be right back after these quick commercial messages. Right, and we're back from the break, and we got a special little guest here.
Baby Giggles.
Yeah, baby's here. Hey, mama. Say hi. She's a little cranky. She just woke up.
She just woke up.
She wasn't supposed to wake up. She was supposed to sleep through the night. But the dog.
She had other
the dogs,
plans.
Well, no, oh. Dogs were barking. Dogs were barking, so she's it's all right, mama. So.
So, are you playing... What are you playing now?
Oh, actually, yeah. I just bought... I got a new game. I got the Amazing Spider-Man, the video game. And normally...
From it's the one that just came out, the most recent one.
The one that just came out, yeah. Normally, I don't buy video games based on superhero movies because... They usually suck. They usually suck because they're rushed and the story follows the movie and they're rushed because it has to come out at the same time as the movie.
It was always that idea that you just need to put something with the superhero's logo on it.
Right.
And then whatever.
It worked, as far as
the same thing. Just hack and slash, pound buttons and whatever. But
so this one has been getting rave reviews. And so I go, you know, let me take a shot on it. I had a bunch of games, old games that I turned in that I got credit for or whatever. So I literally paid like $14 for the game.
Well, then you have to, then of course.
Yeah. Even then it was a toss up. Like I had a tough choice between, Spider-Man and, Max Payne 3. Which is getting a lot of really good reviews.
Max Payne, I had those games, man, but that was such a long time ago that I played those games that I wonder if they still hold up.
They were so long ago that you played them.
Yeah, exactly. So, what a dick.
True story.
Oh, my God.
Earmuffs, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You just say earmuffs, and this 8-month-old child would know what he's talking about, and she will cover her ears.
See, look, you just cover her ears. You can say anything you want.
So, so then, earmuffs, and there you go. So then, what was I gonna tell you? All right, so then I buy the game. Well,
is it good?
Well, me and my wife were supposed to go. My wife and I were supposed to go to the morning game last night, right? Hence why we're recording today. Yeah. She got new contacts, and she had a huge headache, massive headache yesterday. So I get home. I was running errands and doing stuff, and I get home like around 5. We're supposed to leave out of here at 6 if we're going to get to the game at 7, and, you know, just with time.
And, no, I need you to be more detailed.
Well, here's the reason why I'm saying this, because she calls me at 5 and going, hey, I have a huge headache. I've been having a headache all day. I don't want to go to the game. And I'm like, that's fine. Don't worry about it. She's at her mom's house. I'm like, that's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We hang up the phone, and I'm thinking, fuck, now it's a good time to go buy the video game, because I've been planning on buying a new video game forever.
You're sneaky. You're like,
sorry. Oh, yeah. All right.
Now's the time.
I didn't plan it, but I'm like,
taking advantage of your wife's ailment.
Now, you know, luckily, thankfully, she had a headache, so I could.
The one time.
Please, God. The one time that a headache benefits a man when he wants to buy video games. So then I go buy a video game. Then on the way home, I get home and I you know, get something to eat. I'm eating. I get home and I eat. Taking my sweet time, man. I'm like, I got all night.
Yeah.
It's good. She's at her mom's house. We're good. And finish eating.
That's a nice moment as a man when you're like, I'm alone.
This is great.
I have a new video game to play and no one in the house to bother me while I play.
And no responsibilities that make me feel guilty for not doing. So then I open, I unwrap the game. I put the game inside. And I promise you, as I'm putting the game inside the system, I get a text saying, on my way. And I'm like, oh, please, God, at least give me traffic from Kendall to my house. Let there be a system. God, if you love
just
me.
Just an hour of gameplay.
God, if you love me, you will have somebody dead on the road that's blocking the passage.
That's a fucked up thing to pray for.
Please, Lord.
Oh, dear Lord.
Come on. I'm good, aren't I?
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father.
Smite my enemies.
Smite. I'm not saying let somebody innocent die.
Smite.
Please, smite a deadbeat, douchebag loser or whatever.
Smite
a criminal,
drug dealer.
A drug dealer. But have it be in a massive way that it blocks traffic is all I'm asking for.
I'm just asking you to exert your vengeance in a convenient way for me.
Yes. Thank you. Right? Yeah.
Come on, God.
20 minutes later, my wife gets home and she walks in. She walks in carrying the baby, and you could already tell she has the
take this kid away from me.
Well, no, not that. She has the I have a headache and it's been a long day look. So I have to stop playing video games. Not because she'll never ask me, like, hey, can you, you know, but she's doing that. She's carrying the baby bag.
She's giving the deep sound. She's like,
no. She just walked in and had that face. So I'm like, I got it.
So she genuinely looked like she was having
a bad day.
Yeah.
So then I get the baby, and then we both feed her, and my wife's giving her a bath or whatever, bathing her. And at that point, I'm like, I can play more. So I played 15 more minutes. So I played a total of 35 minutes. So I like the game so far. What I love about it the best is the fact it does not follow the movie storyline. It follows the movie's characters.
Right.
But it's after the movie has taken, it's the story that takes place after the movie has
written.
It has the doctor, I forget his name, the guy that did the lizard.
It has him
in the prison, in the mental facility.
Oh.
And it has him everything that we know from the movie. For those of you who haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a really, really good movie.
It's well worth the 10, 12 it's bucks, really, 15 bucks.
Really, yeah, Harold. Don't wait to fucking download it, cheap ass. So it's really good. So then, but I think the game takes place after the story of the movie.
Also, because I remember the Matrix game that was a big piece of the big stinker. I'm watching my
much
language.
Like the Matrix sequels.
Yeah, they were all the sequels.
Much like the sequels.
No, Reloaded was good.
No, it wasn't.
Reloaded was
no,
good.
No, no, was it? No, Reloaded I know you did. Good. Oh, I know you did.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not good. It doesn't make it good.
So basically, you played
35 minutes. I've had 2 days of this video game, and I've played a total of 35 minutes.
Oh, man.
So, but as of right now, it's good. So I'm just still getting the hang of it. It's a free world. It's one of those like Grand Theft Auto type of deal
where you roam around,
and it's a roam around the entire city type of deal. And you can have like you could stop, you know, muggings in the alleyways and stuff like that.
So there's random crime.
Yeah, there's random
that
crime.
What do you earn points and shit?
Yeah, you earn a lot
like
of
reward
shit.
Or money or something. I don't know.
So they give you upgrades in technology and tech upgrades and shit.
Yes,
like that.
Because he makes his own thing now.
Yeah, he makes his own web shooter. So. my daughter just went.
Is that your critique on the game? Giggles, what do you think about this game?
Yeah, I know.
What do you think about this game?
She'll have full conversations where one person will go, and then she'll go. No, she's trying to eat the mic now, so it doesn't work. It doesn't work on the mic, but.
So, baby, what do you think about this year's Comic-Con? Giggles, what are you going to cosplay as this year? Oh, seriously, I've been looking at a lot of cosplay pictures.
What a cosplay? What is that?
That's when people dress up.
Oh, dress yeah. Up yeah, I just call it fun.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
I had a friend of mine. I met a new person at a show.
Spitting all over your baby.
I met a new person. It's my spit. The fuck, it's my baby, my spit. I met a new person at a show, and she was telling me about how she likes comic books and Comic-Con and blah, blah, and all stuff there. She goes, I want to go to Comic-Con, but I want to dress up. And, yeah, and I wouldn't want to dress up. Like, I wouldn't want to go to Comic-Con and not dress up. And I'm like, yeah, I want to go. I want to go and dress up. And she's like, oh, what would you dress up as? And I'm like, 300, of course. Spartan. Yeah. And then she looked at me and she's like, oh, okay. And then she kind
of
paused.
How polite of her.
She paused. Huh. And then she saw me crack a smile. She goes, you're
son of a bitch.
You're fat. You can't. You're clearly kidding.
I would be 300 for the comedic effect.
Yeah. I would be 300 altogether.
Yeah.
I'll be 300 as my weight.
Like you,
that would be my weight. Like, what are you, 300? Like no, not the movie. My weight.
You walk around where it just says 300 pounds.
Yeah, 300 pounds. LBS.
LBS.
So
that's the sequel. That's the sequel.
It's the sequel that we all talk about.
But actually, I would like that's one. Jesus. You have a cute fucking baby.
she's adorable.
She's adorable. She's literally
Mike just stopped talking and she grabbed the mic and put the mic in her mouth and she's like, ah.
Ah. She has a lot of, okay. All right. Oh, man. But I do want to go, I do want to make it to Comic-Con eventually.
Yeah. I want to go next year.
I
was supposed to go last year and then my friend who she spends her life, like her job is like internet, you know, whatever, like they do like web crawlers and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was supposed to tell me, hey, the tickets are now available because they come available. They never tell you exactly when they're going to come on sale.
Right, yeah.
But they're not on sale like right after Comic-Con. You got to wait a few months.
Yeah.
After Comic-Con. And when it became available, she bought tickets for her and her fiance and forgot to tell me.
Oh.
And so I was like, oh, fuck.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It happens, but
it does
sucks.
Happen.
But that sucks.
And I was like, fuck.
Still sucks.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's still a lot of money that I didn't spend, but
yeah.
I probably would have spent it on Comic-Con.
A part of me wants to save up like the next trip.
Oh, dear Mike's friends, Mike's birthday came and went, and you didn't get him a PlayStation 3. You're fucking horrible friends.
Oh.
How much more of a hint do you need than Mike himself saying, maybe my friends will collect $5 each to buy me a PlayStation 3. You cheap motherfuckers, man.
Don't call a motherfucker. Now they're definitely not getting me anything.
Yeah, fuck. They didn't get you anything anyways. What did you get for your birthday?
I'm getting an iPhone.
From your mom, a used iPhone from your mom. Yeah. Okay.
And a bunch of Star Wars stuff. Yeah, that's right, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Giggles.
So, yeah, she doesn't approve.
She doesn't approve.
She'd rather you have a PlayStation.
I will unleash the fury of Giggles.
Because if you... She's biting it. But if... Mike's friends are assholes.
So. they're still my friends, but they, I would have liked for them to have done that. That would have been nice.
Yes. Yes.
Instead, they just came
and
up.
FYI.
They just brought me drinks and got me drunk, which I drank more than I normally do.
Okay, great. They spent, what, $20 on you?
I know, right?
Put that $20 towards the PlayStation 3.
Could have totally done that.
Whatever. Anyways, man. I'm going to go ahead and my wife is actually gone. She went to the supermarket, left me the baby, which was supposed to be sleeping, is now not sleeping. So now I got to go take care of the baby. Not that I mind. I'm just saying the reason why I'm cutting this podcast short. So I apologize for cutting it short. And I thank you guys for coming out to the shows.
You want
to
plug anything?
Yeah. Well, I'm plugging tomorrow, which will be too late, which will be WooBro Wednesday. I have the show at Fort Lauderdale Improv that it's the Fool of Comedy with Gene Harding. And he asked me to be in it. So I'm going to be doing good, you know, 15, 20 minutes on there.
That's nice.
So it should be a fun show.
If you're listening to this on Wednesday.
If you're listening to us on Wednesday, you can see me tonight. Other than that, I really just want to keep plugging August 25th at the Miami Museum of Science. Yeah. And it's in the auditorium. It's like 200 and plus seater.
It's a real nice, shows. Nice space for comedy.
It's a Saturday, August 25th. There's two shows, 8 p.m., 10, 15 p.m. I myself am doing over an hour of material each show. Yeah, I know. She's really upset
She's
about
heard
that.
It. She's heard it. She's like, I've heard this.
We've get it. Yes. We get it. And she doesn't give head. Whatever.
Yeah.
And with that said, go on my website. And I'm thinking about calling my CD With That Said.
With That Said?
I get to say it so you fucking it often. So I don't even know I'm saying it until I catch myself later. But please check out my website, NaryScience.com, and on the main page there's a little white square in the middle that says live CD recording, click there, and then from there you could see the two times, 8 p.m. or 10 p.m. Click on whatever show you want. Buy tickets. They're $10 each. I had said $12 before, but they're actually $10 each.
Nice.
So make sure you guys get the tickets.
Even
the earlier the better. And spread the word. Right. I want this like to be filled up with as many people as possible. So and thank you guys for showing up at the West Palm Beach Improv a couple of days ago.
That was real nice.
So thank you. And then, what are you plugging?
I'm gonna be Saturday the 21st at the Grove Spot in Coconut Grove at 8 o'clock. And Adrian Mesa is going to be there, and Raul Salazar.
Oh, I love Adrian Mesa, bro.
And then also Brown Rice Comedy is July 25th, and that's what day is that? That's a Wednesday.
Yeah,
that's Wednesday. Nice. Brown Rice Comedy, come out 8 o'clock, 8:30. Get your tickets. If you go to our Facebook,
July next week,
July 25th. Yeah,
so that'll be next week.
Next week.
I just realized I'm working 3 Wednesdays in a row. Okay.
Nice.
All right.
But if I think there's a deal where if you bring the printout of from our Facebook pages, or if you go to at Hey Lando, that's Orlando Leyva,
right?
He has passes there
for the Brown Rice Comedy.
For the Brown Rice Comedy.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys.
Yes.
Do it again.
Make noises. We like noises.
Do it again. Do it again.
Your baby is the Michigan J Frog. Oh! She's like the, hello, my baby. Hello. And then it's like, look. And then, brab. I want to compile an episode where it's just baby smacking the microphone.
All right. So we're going to leave you. It's going to be me and the baby and Mike signing off. And we want to say, oh, we got a new comment on iTunes.
A review.
So, yeah, review. So subscribe, leave a comment, leave a review, please. Make sure you keep doing that and keep telling your friends about it, because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Science and Mike Mercadal. Please be sure to check us out on Twitter @WooBroPod.